And so there's this idea of this watch, the awareness that an attack could come from anywhere. And as the process was described in the rest of the second half of this chapter, this is emphasized. Nehemiah took steps to set guards in different places, and the work was not interrupted. Construction continued, but there were weapons at the ready, and these were spread all around, and there was a trumpeter who was ready to sound the alarm. And then when the trumpet alarm was sounded, all would come together at that one place, and could we say this is focused prayer for that specific attack that was going to happen at that moment. There would be a united response. I'd like to just emphasize this aspect of the prayer aspect of the watchfulness. We have much about warfare and battle and using these weapons also, but it's not my thought to emphasize that. But the constant state of readiness to be aware, and it's an attitude of prayer. It's an attitude of watchfulness. Watch and pray, the Lord Jesus said. We've had it a few times. And this attitude of readiness caused these particular enemies to subside, and that particular threat was diminished at the moment. But I'd like to point out what happens next in chapter 5. Because in chapter 5, there was a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren. Verse 2, there were those who said, "We, our sons and our daughters are many. We have to get grain so that we eat and live." Some did not have the funds to have enough food, so they had mortgaged their lands to fellow Jewish brethren. There was a famine, and they were not provided for. And so they fled to the fields. They went to the vineyards and had to do their work. And my thought is that, on the one hand, they were very watchful for the external enemies. And yet, they missed something else that was developing. When Nehemiah heard this, he was very angry in verse 6. Nehemiah had to be used to accomplish or to correct this circumstance, to put it right. And so that the enemy who came one way, the enemy who made some threats and threatened violence and disruption of the work in a very obvious outward attack, that enemy was stymied. That enemy was stopped because there was an attitude of prayer and watchfulness. There was a readiness. We are under attack. But they missed what was happening internally. And we spoke about forgiveness. We spoke about these other hindrances to prayer. We spoke about these other hindrances to spiritual progress among the people of God generally. And chapter 5 accomplished what chapter 4 could not. Chapter 5 stopped the work. Chapter 5 caused the people to cease building because they had to go off and do other things. And it became a series of circumstances and situations and attitudes and treatment, mistreatment of one another that Nehemiah had to then set right. And so this idea of setting a watch was effective in one area of awareness, but there was a lack of awareness in another area. The enemy is very crafty in this way. In Numbers chapter 22, the king Balak hires Balaam, a false prophet. He says, "Curse the people." And chapter 22 and 23 and 24 record how God would not permit this wicked man, Balaam, to speak a word against his people. And so in chapter 25, the enemy found another way by bringing in immorality and bringing the people into subjection to these foreign gods and making them subject to the punishment of God himself. The one who said in chapter 24 or 23, I think it's 24, God says, "He has not beheld iniquity in Israel. He's seen righteousness in the tents of Jacob." And in chapter 25, they bring unrighteousness right into their tents because they who did not perhaps even know that God was for them accomplishing victory in heavenly places when there was a spiritual attack, when it came to their own internal susceptibilities and weaknesses and moral failures, they just went right after what was held out to them as an attraction. So we have this encouragement, set a watch day and night. Make a prayer to God day and night, because there are attacks all around, but there are also those things from within ourselves. And those things more often will interrupt the work that is done for the Lord. But prayer also will accomplish the avoidance of those difficulties. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Because the flesh is weak, we watch and pray, and the Lord will help us to overcome those conflicts and overcome those weaknesses and those failures as well as we watch and pray.